and no one would violate the fountain, so no one else gets to grow pukpas.
Why would no one violate the fountain?
Vistara's blunt question clearly offended the elder Klaatuinian.
Because not only is it wrong, and most of our visitors are enlightened enough to know that,
he said rather pointedly,
but because it would violate the Treaty of Vontor.
What's that?
The grocer drew breath to speak, but his son interrupted him.
Over 25,000 years ago, Barada and Beg, the Klaatuinian for whom most males on my world are named, including my father, signed a treaty with the Hutts. In return for the Hutts' promise to protect the fountain, Barada and Beg promised Hutts the servitude of my people. Forever.
Kelkad's voice was polite and cool, almost disinterested. But Barada shot him a worried look and glanced around. The market was crowded and noisy, and nobody seemed to be paying any attention to the conversation.
That is correct,
Barada said.
And the Hutts have always kept their bargain. No one has violated the fountain in all that time. Is there anything you two would care to purchase?
His point was clear. Ben said.
Yeah. You like the pakpa, right, Vistara?
Vistara caught on at once, as he knew she would.
Yes, we'll take, about a dozen.
Sure,
said Kelkad.
Let me help you select the best ones.
There was nothing further for Barada to do other than walk away, casting a worried glance at his son and a not very friendly one at Vistara and Ben. The three bent their heads together, selecting out the most succulent pawpaw fruit while softly continuing their conversation. Vistara cut right to the point with lightsaber keenness.
You don't approve of the treaty, do you, Kelkad?
Her whisper was soft and husky.
No,
Kelkad said.
And there are many who think like me scattered throughout the galaxy. Some have escaped their bonds of servitude and live free on free worlds.
What's meant by servitude, anyway? Ben queried. Is that polite code for slavery?
It can be,
said Kelkad.
It can be whatever the Hutts want it to mean.
Ben frowned a little, confused.
It's gotta be dangerous to voice dissent here. So how come you're talking so freely to us?
Because I heard that you're Jedi.